The community switchboard is right now in need of some volunteers to help with the answering of telephones. They will train you. You don't have to know anything. And if you'd like to donate some of your time for a very, very worthy cause, give them a call. Okay, here's the phone number, 985-1985. That's 985-1985.
Here's how to save on stereo components at Sunnyvale Electronics.
What do you sell the most of, and what do you generally recommend in a receiver?
We generally recommend Pioneer. It's usually the best value for the dollar, most basic piece of equipment.
When we start someone off with a Pioneer system, a receiver, not only is he getting a good deal, but he's getting an excellent piece of equipment. This Pioneer is going to be the basis of a system that
will
really
last a lifetime.
This week at Sunnyvale Electronics, we recommend a great system starting with the Pioneer SX535 receiver. Plenty of power and total flexibility. Add a BSR 2260X record changer and a pair of 10-inch 2-way DWD number 3 speakers with a lifetime warranty. Complete system is a $600 value, only $397 this week at Sunnyvale. Another great value is the Best Buy rated BIC960 turntable and matching B20 bass with the Best Buy rated Shure M91ED cartridge. A $225 value, just $144 this week. Incredible savings at Sunnyvale Electronics, the Little Giant Discount Stereo Store on Murphy Avenue, just north of El Camino.
Small foreign cars say they're tough, but General Motors backs its 140 cubic inch engine with a tough 5-year, 60,000-mile guarantee. And no import even comes close to that. GM's guarantee covers all 1976 Chevy Vegas and Monzas, Pontiac Astras and Sunbirds, and Oldsmobile Starfires. Equipped with 4-cylinder, 140 cubic inch engines for 5 years or 60,000 miles, whichever comes first. Should something go wrong with the engine, your Chevrolet, Pontiac, or Oldsmobile dealer will fix it free. The guarantee covers repairs to the cylinder block, cylinder head, all internal engine parts, intake and exhaust manifolds, and water pump, made necessary because of defects in material or workmanship. This guarantee naturally does not apply to repairs required because of misuse, negligence, alteration, accident, or lack of reasonable or proper maintenance. So, for a tough small car with a tough engine guarantee, look at GM now.
Got some brand new music here for you from Bachman Turner Overdrive. Uncome. Crazy, crazy music from Led Zeppelin, one of those albums you just never get tired of. When the Levee Breaks, the name of the song. Bachman Turner Overdrive, right before that, from a new album they got out called Head On. Track title, To Find Out About Love, from Come, which is what you're listening to. We got about 10 minutes away from 6.
When was the last time you got from a car rental company? This is Ken Erickson. Let me tell you of a car rental company that won't you. Pacific Car Rental doesn't give it away, but near. Listen to this. Pacific has the best car and hotel package going. $25 a day on a weekend will put you into a 5-passenger air-conditioned Chevy Nova and a deluxe hotel room at the Airport Sheraton, San Francisco or Los Angeles, LeBaron San Jose or the Oakland Hilton, including a ticket to Marine World. Think of that. Now, if you want a car only, when was the last time you got a car for $15 for the whole weekend? I mean, pick it up Friday and return it same time Monday. Pacific Car Rental's rate is equivalent to $5 a day on weekends plus gas and mileage. And Pacific Car Rental is giving away a free week at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Acapulco and round-trip air via Western Airlines' fantastic Fiesta flight. To register, just call or drop in to any of Pacific Car Rental's convenient locations. Check the yellow pages, and that's no.
Now, this weekend, it's the 26th annual San Jose Autorama and Santa Clara County Fairgrounds. GTW Performance is going to be there, exhibiting some of the finest tires and wheels available, including the exclusive Northern California debut of the brand new complete line of GTX high-performance tires. Plus, there's going to be some drawings for free sets of wheels and shock absorbers, as well as GTW Performance Up Yours t-shirts. And, as an Autorama special, GTW Performance is offering the brand new GTX 78 Series polyglass belted tires any size, 4 for $99. This Autorama special is good through Saturday, so if it's a set of tires that you're looking for, now is the time. Polyglass belted tires, 4 for $99. GTW Performance in San Jose, Fremont, the new warehouse outlet in Redwood City, 451 First Street, just off Middlefield, and this weekend at the Autorama. That's at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds. GTW Performance, where you can up yours for less. Go get an oldie from Cream, okay, way back about 1967 or so, from Come. We'll be right back.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, baby. Lose my feet, I lost my soul. What's I'm making you see for little fools? Come, baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. And you looked in time, never looked back, walked tall, act fine. Come, little baby. Of a dream car, 20-foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe. Come, all the way the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years. There's my baby, lost her soul. Taking you nowhere. Angel, come for the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
Just know, you set them elsewhere, rise by the devil.
Buffalo Springfield, a tune called Bluebird. A Golden Years right before that. That's a single going around these days. And Rolling and Tumbling from Cream, starting it all off from Come. This is KOME, San Jose.
Last year, Road and Track magazine, after testing hundreds of 1975 cars, picked the 10 best in the world. Cars like Porsche and the Mercedes-Benz. The Volkswagen Rabbit was the only one of the top 10 with a price of under $3,500. Some pretty good cars in that price class were beaten by the Rabbit. Cars like Toyota, Datsun, Pinto, and Vega did not even make the 10 best list. Why was the Volkswagen Rabbit selected over all these other cars? Overall economy, room, and an advanced lightweight engine that gives you sports car performance in an economy car. You get all of this and a suggested 1976 West Coast retail port of entry price of under $3,500. Taxes, license, transportation, optional equipment, and dealer prep charges additional. So if you want one of the 10 best cars in the world, and you want to spend only about $3,500 for it, you have no choice. The Volkswagen Rabbit. One of the 10 best cars in the world.
Calathine's got the music, music. Calathine's got the music, music.
Cal Hi-Fi is still plugging the end of fair trade with a super sale. Right now, you can save over $300 on a really sophisticated stereo system. It's complete with the AM/FM Pioneer 838, a garage changer, and microacoustic speakers. At the old fair trade prices, it'd be worth over $1,000. But now at Cal Hi-Fi, and only at Cal Hi-Fi, it's just $699.95. If you're in your car now, maybe you'd rather be listening to your favorite music instead of me. Well, turn into one of the Cal Hi-Fi's six stores and drive out with a powerful Krako 8-track car stereo for just $34.95 and get their matched stereo speakers for only $9.95. Save on stereo for your home or car, boat or van at Cal Hi-Fi in San Francisco, Berkeley, San Mateo, Pleasant Hill, Santa Clara, or San Jose.
Cal Hi-Fi's got the music, music. Cal Hi-Fi's got the music.
Friday night, February 6th, it's Elvin Bishop. Bill Graham, in association with KOME, is bringing Elvin Bishop to the San Jose Civic Auditorium Friday night, February 6th. Advance tickets are on sale now at all the usual Bass ticket locations, which are Pacific Stereo, Ward's, Bullock's, and the San Jose box office. Starting the concert off will be Kingfish. So remember, it's Elvin Bishop and Kingfish, Friday night, February 6th at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. More music brought to you by Bill Graham and your music station, KOME.
And Elvin Bishop and Kingfish are going to be a real good show, some good rock and roll. Get your tickets real early. You better get on it real quickly, because if you don't, it just might sell out, and then you're going to be in bad shape. You're going to be sitting around crying that you didn't get them, so do it right away, okay? A little bit past 6 o'clock is the time right now. KOME is what you're listening to, and this is the time every day, Monday through Friday, when I reach into the mailbag and pick somebody out. I'm going to play their set of music. Not one song, two, three, or four songs, depending on the length, of course. Takes up about 15 minutes worth of time. If you want to send in a request like this, go do it, okay? I'm going to give you the address right now. Mail it to me, Victor, at KOME, 1245 1245 South Winchester Boulevard, San Jose. The zip here is 95128. I got one today from a fellow named Sid Ames, who lives up in Oakland. And he says, lately he's been meeting a whole lot of people that are into voodoo and magic and that sort of business. And he wants to dedicate a set of music to all of the witchy people out there. Start off, of course, with the Eagles song called Witchy Woman. Follow that with Gene Genie by David Bowie. And lastly, Jimi Hendrix doing Voodoo Child from Come.
Raven hair,
Jimi Hendrix from his LP Electric Ladyland. Voodoo Child, the name of the song. David Bowie right before that with the Gene Genie, and the Eagles starting it off with Witchy Woman from Come.
Betty, who is that man?
Which one? Oh, the one with the top hat and cane? That's Mr. Creek.
Mr. who?
Mr. Creek. Stephen S. Creek. He lives at the Volkswagen dealership on Stevens Creek Boulevard.
Good afternoon. Please pardon my intrusion, but I overheard your inquiries.
Hello, Mr. Creek. How do you like your new home?
Oh, it's taken a couple of weeks to, well, get rid of the bugs, as they say, but it's fun being back. I'm building rabbit hutches now in the side yard to keep all those cute creatures from intermingling with the Dashers and Sciroccos. Well, why don't you stop by this evening and I'll show you around. I'm sure you'll find Stevens Creek Volkswagen the most unusual home in the valley.
It sounds fun, Mr. Creek. We'll come by tonight. You're on Stevens Creek Boulevard, aren't you?
Yes, formerly Norm Anderson Volkswagen, 3350 Stevens Creek Boulevard. Just look for the VW sign. Stevens Creek Volkswagen.
Pacific Stereo.
Get the lowdown on Hi-Fi at Pacific Stereo during Hi-Fi Month. Special clinics, lots of new gear, great low prices at the number one place to shop for stereo components. The finest high-fidelity components made are at Pacific Stereo, like the complete line of Pioneer gear. Speakers, receivers, turntables, tape equipment, the works. Check it out. The Pioneer 950 receiver delivers more power, more extras, and improved radio reception. It's at Pacific Stereo for only $600. What's more, during February, Pacific Stereo is sponsoring a series of free Pioneer clinics, with factory representatives giving you the straight lowdown on all kinds of Pioneer equipment. Watch your local newspaper for details. Learn a lot, save a lot.
Pacific Stereo.
You can start making on-the-spot recordings with your very own Superscope C106 miniature cassette recorder with built-in microphone. $79.95 right now at Pacific Stereo. Save $20. Just about 10 minutes away from Little Earth News here on Come Radio. Of course, the Earth News this week's a little more interesting than usual because Lou Irwin's interview with John Lennon is what's happening all this week, I think, until about Sunday or Monday of next week. That'll be happening in about 10 minutes from right now. Come Radio is what you're listening to. It's a Friday evening coming on strong.
Around, I say go, she see. Love is a dog got a hook in me. Oh, get that buzz. Love is the dog I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? Love the drug for me.
Oh,
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Out on the Hunt. Roxy Music, right before that, a song called Love is the Drug. From Come Radio, it's 6:35, right? I believe, yes sirree. 6:35 is the time right now. That's the time every day when we present to you some Earth news.
In a recent interview on this program, George Harrison claimed that the presence of Yoko Ono and Linda Eastman in the midst of the Beatles contributed to the splitting up of the group. In a moment, Yoko will be talking about how she became involved with John Lennon to begin with. First this, for Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo and Cream Rinse.
I'm Ellen Shapiro, I'm 22, and I'd like to sing you a song I wrote about Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo.
You are the one who's there in the morning, lifting me up with the sunrise. Feeling like a fresh fall breeze, a gentle embrace of rainbow leaves whenever I please, whenever I please. Making me feel so natural all through whenever I use herbal essence shampoo.
There's another Clairol Herbal Essence experience worth singing about. Cream Rinse. It will make your hair smooth and easy to comb and fresh and shiny and beautiful. Write us your song about Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo or Cream Rinse.
Recently, interviewer Elliot Mintz paid a visit to the New York apartment of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. This week, we are presenting highlights of the interview that Elliot conducted.
Around the time of the Let It Be sessions, a new force entered John Lennon's life. She was a Japanese avant-garde artist named Yoko Ono.
Well, I was in a gallery, and it was the opening night of my one-woman show in London. And then suddenly, the owner of the gallery walked in with this guy who looked very nice, charming, handsome. And I was so busy. The first thing that occurred to me then was I thought, oh, if I weren't so busy, I would have an affair with a guy like that, but... you know, that's too much trouble because I'm busy.
One of the things she was busy with was a conceptual artwork made of a white board and nails. Guests at the art gallery paid a small fee to hammer a nail in the board and thus became, in a small way, contributing artists.
He came, he said, may I hammer a nail in? And I said, well, look, then you can pay 5 shillings and then hammer a nail in. And John said, oh, well, then could I hammer a conceptual nail in and pay your conceptual money?
Yoko says she knew that he was interesting and that she would like to have an affair with him, but she still didn't know who he was.
And after he left, it was very brief, mm-hmm. And after he left, one of the students, he said, do you know him? He says, no. He said, I think that's one of the Beatles. He said, you mean Beatles meaning the, you know, because I've heard of the Beatles, of course. Just vaguely, like I've heard of Elvis Presley or something, which is not very much, but not, you know. So I said, Beatles, you mean that pop group or something? He said, yes. I said, oh, I think that's John Lennon. And of course, that name I didn't know. So I said, oh, I see. Well, then put him on the mailing list, I said. And that's how it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yoko and John became a celebrated and controversial couple, but most of the controversy and criticism seemed to revolve around Yoko and her feminist views and the constant rumors that she caused the end of the Beatles.
When Elliot Mintz's interview with John and Yoko continues tomorrow, Yoko will be describing how the public reaction to their relationship humiliated her. This is Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio, for Clairol Herbal Essence.
And this is KOME.